back to Matt Glynn Direct on Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and one that's on limit certainly is the coronavirus. And I want to get back to that and take it one step further. Dr. Fauci said that we had to get our infections down to 10,000 a day or lower to get control of it. It's going to 127,000 a day. Soon it'll be at 150,000 a day. 10 million people infected at least and going up. Hundreds of thousands have died. Now, in the state, we had over 7,000 infections the other day, frequently over 6,000. And I want to talk about what the Republican Party is doing to the state right now on the subject of the coronavirus. Take Utah. Utah is the most conservative state in the country, according to averaging of Republican votes and the Republican margins in presidential elections, certainly, frequently at 70%. Their governor just ordered a statewide mask mandate. Their governor said, this isn't politics. Our hospitals are being overwhelmed.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Your lines are open, 844-967-2789.
When it drizzles.
Resistance against Russia has spread worldwide. European airspace has been closed to all Russian planes. A Russian Aeroflot just briefly invaded Canadian airspace, and they filed a complaint, and they pushed back against it. The World Soccer Federation ruled that Russian teams in the soccer tournament, remember the World Cup is coming up, this is the biggest sporting event in the world, that they have to play in neutral stadiums, in neutral countries. They can't have any fans in the stand. They can't call themselves Russian. And that is not enough. They should be banned from all athletic competitions. The World Judo Association, Jiu-Jitsu, which had apparently made Putin an honorary president, stripped him of his title. Sweden, the Czech Republic, and Poland, at least, have told the World Soccer Authority they're not playing any Russian team. No matter what they call themselves. And they called on the expulsion of Russia from all athletic contests, period, end of story. And they're absolutely right in doing that. As a result of all this, Russia has made toxic threats against the West. Russia is degenerating into a Hitlerian state. Putin is consolidating a dictatorship. They threatened to make the International Space Station crash down on the United States and Europe. And they said, imagine how 500 tons is going to feel hitting the middle of Chicago, New York. Elon Musk came up with a way to prevent that. Elon Musk is, I think, the most creative business guy in the world, quite frankly. He came up with a way to stop that. But then much more ominously, Russia over the weekend threatened Finland and Sweden. Okay, why Finland and Sweden? Because Finland and Sweden didn't join NATO when they had a chance to. Finland was stupid to do that. They have an 850-mile border with Russia, and they let it go to their head that during the Second World War, when the Russians initially sided with Hitler, and you may not have known that, when Hitler invaded Poland after he had gobbled up the Czech Republic, in those days Czechoslovakia, and he lied and said, just like Putin is saying now that Ukraine attacked Russia, he lied back in 1939, said that Poland attacked Germany, which is absurd, it was false. And, you know, immediately Stalin ganged up with Hitler on Poland. Stalin killed more than 20 million people. Stalin was one of the worst mass murderers in history. And he decided to go in and carve up Poland, just like the Russians and the Prussians had done in 1795. These people have very selective and warped views of history. Polish people suffered greatly, but they're magnificent. Their fighting spirit was magnificent. Then Hitler stabbed Stalin in the back and invaded Russia. But what the Finns have done, for a while you may have read, you know, they're all these like long distance ski jumpers, spidery types, you know, on the skis. And they dressed in white so nobody could see them, and they'd come down and they can apparently shoot submachine guns while they're jumping off a mountain. It's kind of amazing. I think that's good in the Olympics. That's it. I don't want to see that have to. But suddenly the Finns go, oh, good. We have a bunch of spidery guys on skis. We'll jump off a mountain and shoot them with submachine guns. Let me tell you something, Finland. Times have changed. Times have changed. You were out of your mind not going into NATO when you could, if you have an 850-mile border with Russia and Sweden. Sweden sits up there and thinking, we bad. We are the gold standard. We have a nice quasi-democratic socialist economy. Everything's very placid. Everybody sits around, has coffee in the Helsingborg, and you know, this is great. And Europe will protect us even if we don't go into NATO, and then we don't have to spend any money on defense. Big mistake. Russia threatened NATO, Sweden and Finland over the weekend, and said that if they try to join NATO now, there'll be a severe military response. This is threatening other Western democracies, just like it's threatening Ukraine. Finland really sadly kind of weaseled out and said, sort of tried to minimize the threat, but sort of made it clear they're not going to try to join NATO. Sweden stood up and said, we'll decide who we join. But Finland and Sweden, and this is a very delicate question, I'm going to throw it out there. Finland and Sweden, if they were invaded by Russia the way they invaded Ukraine, in my view, France, Germany, and the UK would have no choice but to get involved militarily, even though Finland and Sweden are not part of NATO, and so are the United States. Why? Because they are much closer in to the body of European countries, and frankly, they're more European, quote unquote, than Ukraine. And by that I mean, Ukraine is magnificent, by the way. I'll tell you what, Ukraine, Zelensky, Vladimir Zelensky, is one of the most heroic, decent, and effective leaders that I have seen in generations. He was offered sanctuary by the United States in Europe. And he said, quote, I want ammunition, not a ride. I want ammunition, not a ride. And in his last news conference over the weekend, he said, quote, this may be the last time you see me alive. The interpreter, a woman, started to cry as she was interpreting. Putin is a murderer, a killer, a pervert and a thief, killed a lot of people. But here's the question I have. If you know and I know that if Putin attacked Finland and Sweden, even though they're not members of NATO, well, Ukraine isn't a member of NATO, it's a Western democracy, and Zelensky is much more magnificent than the heads of state of either Sweden or Finland, why didn't we defend Ukraine? The answer is partly this very, very subliminal feeling that Sweden and Finland are closer to Europe than Ukraine. They are geographically. But secondly, in the United States, for instance, there are probably more people of, I mean, there are people of Swedish and Finnish descent. They are of Ukrainian descent also. But Ukraine is a much more recent democracy than Finland and Sweden. But I'm going to ask another very awkward question. What if the Russian invasion of Ukraine leads to genocide? What if Russia decides to go in and simply level the country? They are bringing in the kind of flamethrower that's not been seen in combat up until now. It vaporizes human flesh. They're bringing that in. It's on the way. If they go to a subway station with 5,000 people in it and let go, 5,000 people are going to get a very painful and fiery death. I'm going to tell you what else they're doing after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.